Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on earth. Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast. You'll gasp, you'll laugh. And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
That's me.
And Matt Redshaw.
That's him.
Who else?
Curses. Foiled again. As the
your finger looks
glad
really big when you do
said
that.
To the...
Foiled again as a glad rap said. Alfred Bradshaw.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Look at that huge finger. What do they say about people with big fingers?
They should take them away from the camera lens.
Oh yes. Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
Thanks, man.
I'm so glad we could fit each other in.
That's what she said.
Oh my lord.
Welcome to our first segment of the podcast.
Thanks.
What's going on?
Oh, not a lot.
Valentine's Day.
You've slept?
I've slept.
You've slept.
Temperature, and what? And what is the temperature?
It's a measure of... Oh, right. not quite sure how that happened.
Anyway. Technology. Who'd you use it?
I wonder if we have to pay Nova rights for that audio clip.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
The.
Good.
Nice. So you slept. I still haven't.
Well.
But that's good.
I got sick of hearing myself say, I'm just not sleeping.
Oh. Hmm. I'm not sick of hearing myself say that yet, so.
It was getting irritating.
Yeah.
It's becoming.
For me or you?
No, it was getting irritating for me to continually keep saying it to people. Because fucking everyone's tired.
It's true.
Yeah.
I used to think everyone had sore feet because everyone always said, oh, my feet are sore. And then like as a kid, like I would cry at school at sports days because my legs would hurt so much from running and stuff. And then when I was
running
when I was about 20, I went to a podiatrist. Someone said, go to a podiatrist. And I said, what's a podiatrist? And then I went. And then he took, like, the vision of me walking, and I literally look like Forrest Gump at the start of Forrest Gump. Like, he said, there's no way you should physically be able to walk with the extreme inward roll you have.
Wow.
He said, no wonder you're in pain. And then I got orthotics, and then I was happy again. Well, for the first time since I was a child.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
Although, it is a little bit... I mean, I'm a bit of a short ass, as you all would know if you've seen me in person. But I'm even shorter than I really am because I've got like these 2-inch orthotics in my shoes. I'm small.
Al Pacino?
Tom Cruise.
I think they both wear lifts.
Yeah, I'd imagine they would.
Cuban heels a go-go.
They're like small dudes.
Them some small dudes. Yeah. Tell me where the slang vernacular short ass comes from.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Short ass.
Yeah, I'd hazard a guess. It's got something to do with the fact that, you know, asses are small horses. No?
No.
Donkeys are just little horses.
Yeah, but we don't call them asses.
Yeah, we call them asses. It's a short ass. Surely everything's just taken from American anyway.
Nah, not short ass.
Yeah, short ass.
Never said that. No American has ever said short ass.
I bet they have.
No, they
haven't.
They've
said tight ass. They've said short ass.
No, they don't say that. No, they don't say tight ass either.
Really?
No, they say someone's got a tight ass, but they don't say you're a cheapskate, you're a tight ass. No.
I don't...
No.
Hello,
I don't
further
think
away
so.
Ass.
Yeah, so I took an over-the-counter sleep remedy.
Oh, it didn't have ibuprofen in it. The codeine in it, did it?
No. Mm. Can't get that shit anymore. Mm. Codeine makes me go loopy.
That's why they don't want to sell it to people. Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
You've been able to buy codeine over the counter at a chemist for like 150,000 years.
Cocaine and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, cocaine makes me go loopy. Codeine makes me go loopy.
You're not supposed to snort it.
Never have. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the loopy feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like it too.
It's pretty funny.
It's like the codeine feeling I get is like...
Oh, you get it as well?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I get kind of tipsy, but actually more like red cordial lemonade.
Right.
But without the asthma.
Right.
Because when I get like those high sugary fruit drink things, I used to get asthma pretty bad.
True.
And I hardly ever get asthma anymore because I don't drink that stuff. Watch it. Oh. Mr. Sleep.
Ow.
Wow. Your nose is longer than I thought it was. I meant closer to me than I thought it was.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
I went to see Roger Waters last night.
How was he?
Oh, my God, man.
Good stuff?
Unbelievable.
Excellent. Did he play The Wall?
Not all of it.
Oh, good. It's long. It's a big wall.
There's a lot of references to The Wall.
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump's wall.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah, he's quite vocal about his opposition to...
Dude, it was...
The Trumpster.
Right up there in the most amazing shows I've ever seen.
Cool.
Yeah. Like Muse, when I saw them in Finland, were incredible. And part of that, of course, was like outdoor arena kind of thing, 40,000 people, yeah. Something like just that. But Rod Laver last night sounded amazing. Sounded amazing.
Yeah.
I was in the back row.
It can sound good there.
The back row. Back.
Actually, the back row.
Yes.
Wow.
As in not... It's around.
Yes.
So I was in the back row, but I wasn't right at the back of the stadium. Yeah. So it was actually really good.
Oh, yeah. Seat. You're not actually that far away, wouldn't you, at Rod Laver?
No, I guess not. No. Yeah. Dude, amazing. Still has notes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's never been a singer's singer. Do you know much of Roger Waters, Pink Floyd?
Well, I was never really. Like, I was. It's funny. I've been doing these Facebook Live gigs, and you know, people requesting songs, and then someone said Garth Brooks last night. There were only 10 people on the thing, and like 4 of the people went, "Yeah, I love that song." I'm like, I've never heard of it. Like, I've just... So it's like there's this whole kind of midsection of contemporary music, which, you know, the big artists like, you know, the Pink Floyd, Garth Brooks, you know, the really big artists of their genre, which I've never listened to. Like, don't own any of their stuff. And I've always taken that approach since I was a kid, when we used to do the thing where we'd have the roster of who's going to buy the next record, and then we'd all tape it, like, in our class.
Oh, that's
cute.
There's
like about 10 of us, and you know, we would like, well, so that everyone didn't go out and buy the new Skid Row record, because then when something else came out in 3 months' time, you know, we were just kids with no money. Like, then who would buy that? Because you'd have to save up. So I just never listened to anything that was popular, because it was always on somewhere else. So
sure.
I missed Nirvana. Like, I missed Jeff Buckley at the time.
I missed.
Yeah, I just like it was on everywhere, but it was never something I listened to at my house, because I always tried to find something else. So I didn't listen to Steve Vai or Joe Satriani. I listened to, you know, Greg Howe and Richie Kotzen.
Huh.
Pink Floyd's another one of those kids at school, like, you know, particularly the stoner kids in year 11 and 12, like, oh, Pink Floyd. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I was listening to
Pink Price. Floyd done by the time you were at school? They were me.
They weren't playing anymore, but they were...
But still,
yeah,
popular.
Well, they were, yeah. They were,
really?
They were, wow. One of those bands.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a long explanation. So no, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, right. When I was working today, I listened to The Wall again. Not The Wall. I listened to Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And Animals, which are two of my favourites. I was listening on Spotify, and the final cut is probably my favourite Pink Floyd album, which is basically a Roger Waters solo album. I don't think it was on Spotify. So then I listened to the latest Pink Floyd album, which, of course, Roger Waters hasn't been in Pink Floyd for a million years. And you just wonder what the point was of the new one. It was all instrumental.
Right.
But it sounded like they hadn't written a new song for the last 25 years.
Ah, cool.
It sounded just like... No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was really derivative. It was really, really derivative. Like, it was the same intervals and of themselves.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's my songwriting.
Which is not true. That's not true at all.
It's all C, G, and F for me.
F?
Yeah. Well, I see F and G. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm. I don't play F very often, unless I have to.
Yeah, I do often.
Yeah, I don't
think
like
C suits my face.
Mm. Yeah, right. My hand's really sore. You know how you got a sore hand?
From playing guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you been playing lots of guitar?
Well, no more than usual.
Ah.
So whatever that is, 7 gigs
you'll
a week.
You'll end up with a cool guitar like mine soon.
I want to keep playing acoustic. I like acoustic. I like the way it feels under my hand.
Yeah.
So I really don't.
Do you like the pain?
I hate the pain. And my last gig was Sunday.
Yeah.
And today's Wednesday.
I'm the same, man. Like, I'm absolutely the same. I love playing the acoustic guitar. I
know you do.
Door playing.
I know you do. You're an organic sort of guy.
Well, I just... I've got some beautiful instruments that are really nice to play. But, like, when I switched to that electric with the piezo in it, I just needed to. There's no way I could actually continue to gig. Mm. My hand was... It was to the point where I couldn't actually squeeze properly.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah. So it wasn't just pain. It was, like, a failure to function.
Mm.
Yeah. So. Mm. Yes, I know. I know how you feel. And, yes, it's really cool that I get to play electric guitar now at gigs. It doesn't sound the same. It doesn't feel the same. But I'm also not in pain. So it's a fair trade.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
As far as trades go.
Yeah.
Roger Waters, amazing. Surround sound.
Yeah,
shit cool. Going everywhere.
I like that that's such an important part to those kind of shows, that, you know, that they really make it. Look amazing and sound great.
And volume-wise, really ramped up over the course of the gig, but and towards the end was like
the serious sound design.
Serious sound design.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Anyway, so that's that.
Well, I'm glad. I've just been this EP experiencing I've been doing has taken me just way like everything I do it's taken me way way longer than I thought it would. So
not to
I was
get out.
Well, it's over 30 months since I started recording. 6 bloody songs.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
That recording process didn't take that
long. No, it only took 5 months, but, you know, everything else just seems to be taking bloody forever. It'll be 15 months by the time I finish up. The next thing's going to be quicker.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's partly because you're doing stuff you've never done before.
Yeah, there's...
Doing stuff in a different way.
There is a
lot of product. It wasn't just recording songs, whacking them on a CD and getting them out there.
That's true.
And you're also learning on the fly the whole time.
Yeah. So the next funnily thing I do with all this stuff, like bang, 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 but I still have to make this shit.
Funnily?
Yeah.
So today, being tomorrow, not today,
yes,
Thursday,
yes,
is day 6 of 6 of your experience.
It is.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can all get on with our lives. It's been was an interesting idea.
I think so.
A different way to do stuff.
Yeah.
And I think
do you want to explain to those who don't know?
Okay, so what I did is what I've done and what will still be available for a long time as I understand it. For each song on the EP, I've made a little webby page thing, and on that web page is some written explanation of some of the history and ideas behind the song, and then a couple of videos like what I did a director's commentary and a guitar video, so like showing the guitars that I use and the tunings and things I use, because I didn't just kind of go, oh, here's this. I didn't play everything exactly as you would imagine. It's just like put a capo on or something like that. I messed around with tunings and things and some other stuff too. And so I did one page for each song per day, and it's for the people who already have the EP are familiar with the songs. I feel like the feedback I've got, those people really got something out of it, which is really cool. So yeah, that's what that's all about. And we're about to go do a gig at Crown.
Yes,
together
we are,
for the first time in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fun.
It will be fun.
I'm really pleased you got some sleep. Even if it was medically induced. Still sleep, man. Yeah. And, you know, if I...
Medically induced. Only gently medically induced.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm recommending it to you, dude.
That's not a judgment.
Well, no, I mean, certainly it wasn't a judgment the way you said, even if it was medically induced.
My bloody issue is not so much that, you know, I don't have time to sleep or anything like that. It's just, I go to bed late and I've got to be up a few hours later because of things I've organized. You're absolutely right. I should just go to bed better.
Yeah, go to bed better.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Let's go do a gig.
Okay.
We've had technical audio issues again. And so we're just going to go do the gig and then we're just going to organise our lives better so we can record without this broken box. See ya.